Somerset, England, summer 1919. I dream of a time when there was only one type of death. Mother died when I was 10 years old. We buried her and packed away her clothing. Father and I mourned the empty space in our souls and at our table. Back then, death only had one meaning, your life snuffed out, never to rekindle. After the Great War, we learned of a new type of death, in the form of returned soldiers with fragmented minds. Doctors call it shell shock. Unable to grasp the horrors they saw or the deprivations they suffered, their chests rise and fall, but they have blank eyes. The windows to their souls have shattered, leaving thousands of shards that cannot be pieced together again. They follow the routine of their pre-war lives, but there is no spark within them. Then there are those who hover even closer to death, like Father. Doctors removed the shrapnel in his head, but it left him with an irrecoverable brain injury. He sits in his chair by the window and drools out one side of his mouth. Some say he would have been better off dead. And in my heart, I wish he had joined Mother. Every night, my last wish before sleep claims me is that Father either return to us or finds eternal peace. Just as the nation planned armistice celebrations, after the war came the most devastating attack. The flu pandemic of 1918 struck, and in just a few short weeks from September to December, millions of people died. We all pulled together to nurse the sick and bury the fallen. Except it wasn't the flu. And they didn't stay dead.